B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis. We're going to start from the next Mishnah, the very top line of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Seder Brochis. We know that on a regular weekday, what we call Shmoyne Esra, which is 18 brochas, the truth is there's 19 brochas, but it's called Shmoyne Esra because initially it had 18 brochas. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, we have the first three brachas the same as all the tefillos, the last three brachas are the same, and in the middle we add in the extra bracha called Kedushas Hayom, that's the bracha of Shabbos Yom Tov. Now in Rosh Hashanah, there's something interesting, and that is in the middle of the brachas, in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, we have also, and it's midrabbanon, but it's alluded to in Psukim, min haTorah, or there's a remez in the Torah for it, that we say the brachas of Malchios, Zichroinos, and Shofros. We say 10 Psukim, we'll soon see where this comes from, but we all know in our Machzor, we say 10 Psukim in the bracha of Malchios, 10 Psukim in the bracha of Zichroinos, 10 Psukim in the bracha of Shofros. So the Mishnah is now going to discuss the setup of the Rosh Hashanah Shmoneh Esrei. And we know that this is referring to the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei, which is where we say Malchios, Zichroinos, and Shofros, and where we blow the shofar. It wasn't always in Musaf. There was a time that it was during Shacharis. We'll see that in the Gemara. But Seder Brochis, Omer, he says, Ovois, the first bracha called Ovois, Elikei Avram, Elikei Yitzchok, Elikei Yaakov, and that is the first bracha of Mogen Avram. Ugvurois, that's the bracha of strength, it's the bracha of Ato Gibor Loilom, and it finishes off with Mechaya Mesim. Ukedushas Hashem is the bracha of Ato Kodesh that finishes with Hokela Kodesh and on Rosh Hashanah Hamelech HaKodesh. V'koilol Malchios Imoem. So this opinion, which we'll see, is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He says that the bracha, the 10 psukim, and the whole text, the formula called Malchios, is actually included in the bracha called Kedushas Hashem. It's included in the Ato Kodesh bracha. Malchios Imoem, ve'enu tekeh, and you don't blow shofar on that during that bracha. And then the next bracha, the fourth bracha, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, is Kedushas Hayom. That's the main bracha that speaks about the Yom Tov. That's the bracha that we say in all the other tefillos of Rosh Hashanah. V'tekeh, and we blow the shofar during or the end of that bracha. And then you've got Zichroinos, you say the bracha of Zichroinos, v'tekeh, and blow. And Shofros, and then you say the bracha of Shofros, v'tekeh, and blow. And afterwards you have the final three brachas, v'omer avoida, which we know is Ratzei, v'hoida is Moedim, or Birchas Keanim, which includes Sim Sholim. That's where you've got the last three brachas, which is the same as with every Shmoneh Esrei. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that was the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Omale Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and said, im einu tekeh le malchios, lomo hu mazkir, which is an interesting question. But Rabbi Akiva seems to assume that if you're saying the bracha of Malchios together with Ato Kodesh, as Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, you would have to blow the shofar. If you don't blow the shofar, why would you say the psukim of Malchios? The Gemara is going to ask, what's one got to do with the other? But either way, that's what Rabbi Akiva says. Ela Rabbi Akiva argues with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and says, Oimer ovois ugvurois ukedushas Hashem. You say the first three brachas, and you don't add into the bracha of Ato Kodesh called Kedushas Hashem, that you don't add in the Malchios. V'koilel Malchios im Kedushas Hayom. But you say Malchios together with the bracha of the Yom Tov, of Rosh Hashanah. V'tekeh, and you blow the shofar. And Zichroinos v'tekeh, shofaris v'tekeh, v'oimer avoida v'oida, or birchas keanim, that's the same. Says the Gemara, Omar l'Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, "Emeinu tekeh al Malchios, lama hu mazkir?" According to you, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that you say Malchios with Kedushas Hashem, not with Kedushas Hayom, which means you add it into Ato Kodesh and you don't blow, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Then Rabbi Akiva said, "Lama hu mazkir? Why do you say the brachas? Why do you mention the Malchios at all?" Asks the Gemara, "Lama hu mazkir? Why do you say Malchios? Rachmona Omar, because the Chachomim said that you have to say the bracha of Malchios, and they found an allusion to this in the Psukim in the Torah, and therefore Rachmona Omar Itkar. We know that Hashem wants us to say the bracha of Malchios. Elo, what Rabbi Akiva meant to ask was, Lomo Eser Leimatesha, Dehoyel v'ishtani ishtani. Rabbi Akiva was saying, if you say that the bracha of Malchios is the same as Zechronis and the same as Shofar, is that you blow Shofar with all of them as we do, then we understand you say 10 psukim of Malchios, 10 psukim of Zechronis, 10 psukim of Shofar. But if in Malchios you don't blow the Shofar anyway because you've included it in the bracha of Atah Kodesh in Kedushas Hashem, and you don't blow the Shofar there, then maybe you don't say 10 psukim either. Maybe you just say 9 psukim. And that's what Rabbi Akiva was asking. And since Rabbi Akiva assumed and he held that you say 10 psukim, it must be that Malchios is the same as Zechronis and Shofaris. Therefore, it must be that you blow the Shofar with Malchios as with Zechronis and Shofaris. And indeed, Rabbi Akiva says that you say Malchios with Kedushas Hayoim, not with Kedushas Hashem, and you blow the Shofar there. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon. Minayin, and the truth is that part of what the Braisa we're about to see now is already mentioned in the Gemara in Megillah. In Megillah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara goes at length to find sources in Psukim for the sequence of our regular Shmoyne Esra of 18/19 brachas. The first three brachas, the last two brachas, and the 12 in between. And now, in this Braisa, which is going to be discussing the Rosh Hashanah Shmoyne Esra, the Braisa starts, doesn't just say that you add in Malchios, Zechronis, Shofaris. The Braisa starts right from the beginning of Shmoyne Esra, so to speak, bringing a source that you say Avos and Gvurois and Kedushas Hashem. And the Ritva here discusses why the Braisa, when speaking about the specifics of Rosh Hashanah, why does the Braisa bring the sources for the brachas that are regular brachas of all Shmoyne Esras? But either way, the Braisa says, Minayin Shoimrim Avos, what would be the source that the first bracha of Shmoyne Esra would be to mention the Avos? Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, in Tehillim Choftes, Mizmer Ledovid, Hovu Lashem Bnei Elim. The first thing mentioned in that Pasuk is Hovu Lashem, is rendered unto Hashem, Bnei Elim, the sons of the powerful ones. And who are the powerful ones? The mighty ones. They were the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Uminayin Shoimrim Gvurois, how do you know that after you say the bracha of Avos, you say the bracha of Gvurois, of power? Shenemar, because in that very same Pasuk, after mentioning Hovu Lashem Bnei Elim, it says Hovu Lashem, render unto Hashem, Kovoid Va'oiz, which is honor and might. And that's the bracha of Atogibar Lo'ilam, which is talking about the might of Hashem. Uminayin Shoimrim Kedushois, how do you know that after you say the second bracha, that the third bracha is Atah Kodesh, says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Shenemar, the next pasuk in Tehillim Choftes, after the two we just mentioned, it says Havu Lashem, render unto Hashem, Kvoid Shemoi, the honor of His name, V'Hishtachvu Lashem, bow to Hashem, Behadras Kodesh, with holy splendor. And so you see that the pasuk after the psukim we mentioned before speaks about the Hadras Kodesh, and that's the Kedushos, that's the Atah Kodesh. Uminayin Shoimrim Malchios, Zechronis, V'Shofaris. What would be a source in the Torah that you say the bracha, the psukim, and the bracha called Malchios, which is mentions Hashem's kingship, Zechronis, the remembrances, and Shofaris and the Shofra? So Rabbi Lozoi Meir Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk as follows. The Pasuk regarding Rosh Hashanah goes, Vaydaber al Bnei Yisrael Leimer, Bachoydesh Hashvi, Be'echod Lachoydesh, on the first of Tishri, Yi Elohim should be for you, Shabbosoin, a day of rest, Zichroin Teruah, a remembrance of Teruah, of the Shofar, of blowing, the sounding the Shofar, Mikra Kodesh, it should be a day of, a holy day. So says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Shabbosoin, from the word Shabbosoin, Zichroin Teruah, Mikra Kodesh, we learn as follows, Shabbosoin zu Kedushas Hayom. That from the fact it says Shabbosoin, that tells us that there's a bracha for Kedushas Hayom. Zichroin, when it says after the word Shabbosoin, it says Zichroin, that's referring to Zichroinis. Teruah, Eilu Shofaris, that's the bracha of Shofaris. The last two words of the Pasuk, Mikra Kodesh, means Kocheyu, you should sanctify the day, Vasiyas Melacha, by not doing Melachas that you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. So that was what Rabbi Loza says. Omalir Bakiva. Bakiva said to Rabbi Eliezer, Mipnei Ma Loi Noimar, why don't you read the Pasuk differently? That the word Shabbosoin is not referring to the bracha of Kedushas Hayom, rather, it's telling us Shvois. First and foremost, rest from doing melachas. That's the main halacha of Yom Tov, don't do melachas. Sheboy Posach HaKosuv Tchila. It would make sense that the first thing that the Pasuk is telling us is the fact that you're not allowed to do melachas. Elo says Rabbi Akiva, this is how I'm explaining these words. Shabosin, the word Shabosin means Kacheyu, sanctify it, Basias Melacha, by not doing melachas. And then Zichroin, Eru Zichroinois, that Rabbi Akiva is saying the same as Rabbi Eliezer. Terua Elu Shoifrois, that's the same as Rabbi Eliezer. Mikra Kodesh Zu Kedushas Hayoim. The last two words, Mikra Kodesh, is the bracha of Kedushas Hayoim. So the Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer, they're just arguing whether the Shabbosin is Kedushas Hayoim and the Mikra Kodesh is Kedushas Hayoim, or the other way around. Minayin Shoimrim Malchios. So we're going to bring now another brisa. A brisa that says, Tanya, we learnt in a brisa, Rabbi Oimir. Rebbe says that it says in the Pasuk, and just before the Pasuk we mentioned, we just now mentioned the Pasuk in Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Dalet. In Pasuk Chav Beis, at the end of the previous parasha, where there it speaks about Leket, and it says, the Pasuk there finishes, Uvukutzur chemes kutzir artzuchem, lo isachale pa'asadcho, it speaks about Peo, bekutzurecho, veleket kutzircho, lo isalakeit, le'oni velagir ta'azav eisom, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Now, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am your God. That always means Malchus. You're the king over us. You're reigning over us. That is what the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem actually means. I'm a master over you. And what does it say immediately after that? After saying Ani Hashem Elokeichem at the end of the previous parasha, the Pasuk starts with the Pesukim of Rosh Hashanah, Ubachoidesh Hashvi, etc. And then it says that it speaks about Rosh Hashanah. So we see from here that the Ani Hashem Elokeichem, which is a declaration of Hashem's kingship, is supposed to be expressed on Rosh Hashanah. Zu Malchus. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Omer, Ein Litzorech. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda says, I don't need the fact that it says Ani Hashem Elokeichem next to Bechodesh Hashvi, next to Psukim of Rosh Hashanah. Hareyu Omer, does it not say in the Pasuk, and this is a Pasuk elsewhere, the Pasuk says, Uvayom simchaschem, uvamoyadechem, uvrashe chotchechem, uskatem bachatzoitzrois al oilisechem al zivchechalmechem, vahoyu lochem zikoro in defnei elokechem, ani Hashem elokechem. That means that the Pasuk puts together the concept of Zikorin together with the concept of a declaration of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that Hashem is our King. Why does the Pasuk there need to add these words, Ani Hashem Elokeichem? Says the Gemara, Zebona of, this is an example for the whole Torah, that Lekol Mokim Shenema Bo Zichroinis, whenever remembrances are mentioned, it means Yiu Malchus Imoim, together with the remembrances you should remember and you should mention that Hashem is our King, so Malchus is with them. And the same way as we know that we say Zichroinis and Rosh Hashanah, together with the Zichroinis, it must be you also say Malchus. V'heichon Oimra L'kedushas Hayom. Because we just saw in a brisa, in the first brisa we found a source that you say all the brachas, the first three brachas, the last three brachas, and the Malchus Zichronos and Zichronos and Shofreis are mentioned there, and Kedushas Hayom is mentioned. But you'll notice in that first brisa, it doesn't tell us where a source that you say Malchus. There's Zichron, there's Trua, and where's Malchus? So that was the second brisa. The second brisa was, we just brought a source that you say Malchus. Okay, so you say Malchus, Zichronis, and Shofreis. Now the question is, the bracha of Kedushas Hayoim, which we saw in the first brisa, either that you learn it out from the words Shabbosin, or from the words Mikra Kodesh, that there's a bracha of Kedushas Hayoim, where do you put that? Which bracha is that? Which number is the bracha is that? So Tanya, we saw in a brisa, the Rebbe Omer, Im HaMalchus Omra. Rebbe says that you say, together with the bracha of Malchus, you say Kedushas Hayoim. And this sounds like Rabbi Akiva that we saw in the Mishnah. Memotzinu b'chol mokim borovius, afkan borovius. That because every other time, we always find that the fourth bracha on every other Yom Tov, or on Rosh Chodesh, whenever we have a middle bracha, then the middle bracha, the one which is the Kedushas Hayoim, the sanctity of the day, is always mentioned, the fourth bracha. Here, you say Malchus Zichronos Shofreis, the fourth bracha in Shemoneh Esrei is the first of these extra three is Malchus, so you say it together with Malchus, the fourth bracha. B'Shem ben Gamliel Oimer. B'Shem ben Gamliel argued, and he says, "Im haZichronos Oimra." You actually say Kedushas Hayoim with Zichronos, not with the Malchus. Memotzinu b'kol mokim be'emtza, afkan be'emtza. Because always, there's really, in every other time, in every other Yom Tov, you've got three brachas at the beginning, three brachas at the end, one bracha in the middle. This fourth bracha happens to be the fourth bracha, and happens to be the middle bracha. So Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says that on Rosh Hashanah, we add three brachas, not one. So whereas Rebbe said that you say the Kedushas Hayoyim always the fourth bracha, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says it's always the middle bracha. Malchis Zichroinus Shofar. Zichroinus is the one in the middle. So you say Kedushas Hayoyim together with the Zichroinus. Continues Doug Breiser. We mentioned on the Flamud Aleph Amud Beis that the Sanhedrin, they went through a number of exiles, and one of them is that they came to Usha. So when the Sanhedrin were in Usha, Yorad Rabbi Yechonon ben Baroika lefnei Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Yorad means descended, went down, and that's a term for being a shliach tzibur, and when one davens, one typically goes down, as it says that one should always daven in a low place. We're going to see this in Tainis Daf Chav Gimel. Mimamakim Karasicha. So at one point, Rabbi Yechonon ben Baroika, he was the Shliach Tzibur in Usha before Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, who was the Nasi at the time of the Sanhedrin. Ve'oso Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri. And he did as Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri said in our Mishnah, which is saying Malchus together with the Kedushas Hashem, which is the Ato Kodesh. Omar Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon ben Gamliel told him, Loi hayu noigin kein b'yavne. When my father was the head of the Sanhedrin, when he was still in Yavne, my father Reb Gamliel, he didn't used to do this way. This is not the way he ruled. Loyim Hasheni. We'll soon see what the word Loyim Hasheni means. Does it mean the second day of Rosh Hashanah, or does it mean the next time Rosh Hashanah came, which was the next year? Yorad Reb Chanina b'noish Reb Yosi Aglili. That it was the turn of Reb Chanina, the son of Reb Yosi Aglili, to be the Shliach Tzibur. V'osor Reb Akiva. And he did like Reb Akiva, which is saying the Broch of Malchus in Kedushas Hashem. And Omar, and the difference will be that according to Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri, they didn't blow the shofar when they said Malchus. But according to Rabbi Akiva, they blew the shofar when they said Malchus. And Omar Reb Shimon ben Gamliel responded, that's better. This is the way that they used to, that my father Reb Gamliel did when the Sanhedrin were in Yavne. That's the end of the braisa. Says the Gemara, Lememra de Reb Shimon ben Gamliel k'Reb Akiva svira luhu. Are you suggesting that because this Shliach Tzibur Reb Chanina, it says he did also k'Reb Akiva, he did like Reb Akiva, and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said that's the right way of doing it? Does that mean that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel holds the same as Reb Akiva, that you say Malchus in Kedushas Hayoim and you blow the shofar there? V'ha'omer Reb Akiva Malchus in Kedushas Hayoim. Reb Akiva said, as we saw in the Mishnah, that you say Malchus with Kedushas Hayoim, with the bracha of the Kedushas Hayoyim, Omar Luhu, he said Malchus. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, we just now saw before in the Braisa that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, Omer Kedushas Hayoyim Mazichreinis Omar Luhu, that you say the bracha of Kedushas Hayoyim, the middle bracha, which is Zichreinis, not Malchus. Omer Reb Zera says no. What he meant is, when he said that he did like Reb Akiva, it doesn't mean that he did like Reb Akiva and he said Malchus with Kedushas Hayim. What he meant is, Shetoken the Malchus, that not like Reb Yochanan ben Nuri, where he happened to put Malchus with Kedushas Hashem without a Kodesh and not blow the shofar. What Reb Chanina did was, he followed, not like Reb Yochanan ben Nuri, he held like Reb Akiva in as much as that you blow the shofar when you say Malchus. And Reb Shimon ben Gamliel agreed with that and said that indeed I hold like Reb Akiva that you blow the shofar when you say the Malchus. He didn't hold like Reb Akiva that you say Malchus with Kedushas Hayim. He held that you say the Malchus with the Zichreinis. Continues the Gemara, L'yoyim Hasheni Yorad Reb Chanina. We saw in that Braisa that the second day was Reb Chanina's turn to be the Shliach Tzibur. And as we saw before, asks the Gemara, my Sheni, what does it mean the second day? Ilema Yom Tov Sheni? Does that mean that it was the second day of Rosh Hashanah, as if they kept 2 days Rosh Hashanah? Lememra, that could only be true if Lememra de Ibruha Le'elul. That could only be if the Rosh Hashanah was, because as we've learned many times already in Maseches Beitzin, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that they always kept the 30th day of Elul as Rosh Hashanah in case the Edim would come. And now if the Edim came on that day was Rosh Hashanah and the second day wasn't. If the Edim didn't come, then even after it became clear that Edim wouldn't come, they would continue keeping Rosh Hashanah, and the real Rosh Hashanah would be on the next day, on the, so to speak, on the 31st day of Elul. So, but if Edim come on the 30th, and that day becomes Rosh Hashanah, there is no second day of Rosh Hashanah at that point. So if you're saying there was a second day of Rosh Hashanah, it must be that the real Rosh Hashanah was on the 31st day of Elul, and Elul itself, so to speak, had 30 days, not 29 days. V'ha'omer of Chanina Bar Kahana, did Rav Chanina Bar Kahana not say that Mimois Ezra Ve'elech, that from the time of Ezra and on, Loi Motzinu Elul Mu'ubor, which means that there were always Edim that came to say that the 30th day of Elul was Rosh Hashanah, which means they never had to keep a second day. So what have you got a second day doing here? Omer Chizda, Chizda says, you're right, it wasn't the second day of Rosh Hashanah. My Sheni, what does it mean, the second day? It means L'Yom Sheni, it means next time. L'Shono Habo, the next year. The next year, when Reb Chanina was the Shliach Tzibur, then he followed Reb Akiva, not Reb Yechonon ben Nuri, and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said that that's what his father Reb Gamliel would do, and that's the Halacha. Continues the next Mishnah. Ein Poichasin Me'asoro Malchiyos. The Tanakhama say that in the Brach of Malchus, you mention at least 10 psukim, not less than 10 psukim, where Hashem's kingship is mentioned there. Me'asoro zechroinis, and 10 psukim where Hashem's remembrance is mentioned. And me'asoro shofrois, and not less than 10 psukim where we mention the shofar. Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri Oimer. Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri says, im Oimer gimel gimel, if you say just three Mikulon from each one, Yotza Yoyotza. And we're going to see in the Gemara, does this mean three of Malchios, three of Zichreinos, or three of Shofreis? Or does that mean that whereas the Tanakhama say you need 10 psukim, what were these 10 psukim? Three from Torah, three from Nevi'im, three from Ksuvim, and the final one from Torah. And that's how you have 10. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri may have been saying that it's enough to have three from Torah, three from Nevi'im, and three from Ksuvim from each of these brachas, Malchus, Zichreinus, Shofreis, and you don't need the 10th. You don't need Posuk number 10, it's enough to have Posuk number 9. And that's going to be a discussion in the Gemara, whether Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri means that a total of three psukim per brachas suffices, or whether a total of 9 brachas per brachas suffices. Says the Gemara, Hanna Asoro Malchus Keneged Mi. Who are these 10 psukim of Malchus corresponding? Where do we find, what else is 10 that would explain or we would be able to compare them to the 10 psukim of Malchus? Omar Rebbe Keneged Asoro Hilulim Sh'omar David B'Sefer Tehillim. 10 times it mentions Halil, praising Hashem in Tehillim, and to correspond to those we say 10 psukim of Malchus. Asks the Gemara, Hailulim, Tuva Hava, if you look in the Tehillim, you'll find a tremendous amount of times that it says Halil, not just 10 times. Says the Gemara, Hanuch Tiksivbu, we're actually talking about a specific place in the Tehillim. It's the Posuk where it says, in the last Posuk in Tehillim, Halalu Baseika Shofar, there's a perek there, and in that particular perek where the Shofar is mentioned, it says 10 times the word Halil, and corresponding to those 10 times the word Halil, is why we say 10 times 10 psukim of Malchus. Rav Yosef Omar. Rav Yosef says, no, not like Rebbe. He says, Keneged Aseres Hadibrois. But Aseres Hadibrois also mentions the Shofar, and Keneged the Aseres Hadibrois that we got at Sinai, we say 10 psukim of Malchus. Shenemru Leile Moshe B'Sinai, these are the 10 commandments that were given to Moshe at Sinai. Rav Yochanan Omar, Keneged Asoro Mamoris. Shebohen Nivra Ha'ilam, we know that we attribute the beginning of the world, the creation of the world, to Rosh Hashanah. And when Hashem created the world, He created it with 10 sayings, 10 mamoris. And corresponding to these 10 mamoris, we say 10 psukim of Malchus. Hainihu, what makes something into a saying, into a mamoris? What are the 10? How are they defined? Says the Gemara Vayomer. Every time it says in the first parasha of Bereshis till Vayichulu Vayoymer, that's one of the mamoris. Count and see if you get to 10. Says the Gemara Vayoymer de Bereshis. When you look in the Torah, how many times it says Vayoymer? Teisha Hava. It only mentions Vayoymer 9 times, not 10 times. And you said Basara mamoris nivru ha'olam. Says the Gemara, Bereishis Nami Maimaru. The very first pasuk that says Bereishis Bara Elohim Es Hashemayim Ves Oretz, which means that Hashem at the beginning of creation, Hashem created Shemayim Ve'Oretz. And it doesn't mention the word Vayomer, but since it says Dechsiv, it says in another pasuk in Tehillim Lamed Gimel, Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu Uvarach Piv Kol Tzavam, that Hashem created the heaven with his words. So you see that when it says that Boro Elukim Es Hashemayim Vesaretz, Hashem created heaven and earth, even though it doesn't mention the word Vayomer, we know it was done with an amira, with a saying. And therefore, the Bereishis, the very beginning where it speaks about the creation of the heaven and earth, it's also as if it says Vayomer, so you have a total of Asara Mamoris. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Omer, we saw in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri argued with the Tanakama. The Tanakama said that you need 10 brachas, 10 psukim for each of the 3 brachas. 3 from Torah, 3 from Nevi'im, 3 from Ksuvim, and a fourth one from the Torah. And as it happens, Ksuvim, the 3 psukim of Ksuvim, are mentioned before the 3 psukim of Nevi'im. We're going to see about that later. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said it suffices to have 3 of each. We don't know, does 3 of each mean 3 of each of Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, which means 3 psukim in Malchus, 3 psukim in Zechariah, 3 psukim in Shofaris? Or does it mean 3 of Torah, 3 of Nevi'im, and 3 of Ksuvim, and you don't need the 10th one? That's going to be the question of the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omar, Im Omar Shorish Mikulon. If you say 3 of each, your Yoitza. Iboyelu, the question is, what does the word Mikulon mean? Heichuktoni. Does it mean Mikulon means each of Torah and Nevi'im Ksuvim? Shorish Mina Torah, Shorish Mina Nevi'im, Vesholish Mina Ksuvim, Dehava Teisha, which means 9 psukim for each of these 3 brachas. Ve'ikibinayu Chodah. And the difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is just that the Tanakama say that the minimum, or you should have 10, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say 9 is enough. Oy Dilma, maybe no. When he said 3 of each, he means Dilma echod min ha-Torah ve-echod min ha-Nevi'im ve-echod min ha-Ksuvim, which means that each bracha, Malchus Zuchonis Shefres, just needs 3 psukim, one of Torah, one of Nevi'im, one of Ksuvim, to have you in le-sholish, which means you only need 3 brachas with 3 psukim with each bracha, ve'ikabinayu tuva. And then there's a difference of 7 psukim of each bracha between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Tanakama say 10, on each in 10 psukim in each bracha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says just 3. That's the question of the Gemara. What did Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mean? Toshima, we're going to bring proof from a brisa. The Tanya we learnt in a brisa in Poichasin Measora Malchis Measora Zichronis Measora Shofreis. This is the opinion of the Tanakama, as we saw in our Mishnah. 10 psukim Malchis, 10 psukim Zichronis, 10 psukim Shofreis. Vim Oma Shever Mikulon. However, the Tanakama say that if you just said 7 of Malchis, 7 Zichronis, and 7 of Shofreis, then it also suffices, and you are Yoitza. Kneged, and this with the 7, we know what the 10 would correspond to, as we saw before. Where do the 7? Kneged Shever, Akiyim, it's corresponding to the 7 heavens. That was the opinion of the Tanakama. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, and we have to try and determine from the words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri now as to what he means in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omar, Hapoiches, and he seems to be more lenient than the Tanakama. Tanakama say, Lekatchila, you should have 10, but as long as you have 7, it's okay. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Hapoiches, the minimum you should have, lo yivchois misheva. You should try not to have less than 7. Vim Omar Sholish, but if you said 3, Mikulon from each, Yoitza, then you're Yoitza. Even if that means you should have said a minimum of 3. Lekatchila, you should say 10, but a minimum of 3, of 7, sorry. But if you didn't say 7, you said 3, you're also Yoitza. These 3 are keneged Torah, Nevi'im, or Ksuvim. V'omri lo, others say keneged Kohanim, Levi'im, Yisraelim. But what do we see from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? When he says that you should try and have a minimum of 7, what would that mean? If it means 7 of Torah, 7 of Nevi'im, and 7 of Ksuvim in each bracha, means that he says you should have a minimum of 21 psukim in each bracha. So not only is he not being makel on the Tanakama, he's being machmer. He's saying, not only you Tanakama say 10 psukim per bracha, I'm saying 21 psukim per bracha. That's not what he's saying. He's coming to say less than the Tanakama. So it must be that the Tanakama said a total of 10. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that you should try not to have less than a total of 7. And he says, but if you have a total of 3, then you're Yetzer. So you see from the words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that when he said 3, he means a total of 3 psukim per brocha, one of Torah, one of Nevi'im, one of Ksuvim. So that determines that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said in the Mishnah, Im Omar Gimel Gimel Mikulon Yotza, it means 3 psukim per brocha, your Yotza, in contrast to the Tanakama who says 10 psukim per brocha. Omar Vuna says, Vuna Omar Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that if Bedi Eved, you only said 3 psukim in each bracha, your yoitza. Continues the next Mishnah. Ein mazkirin zichroin malchus v'shoifer. We've already mentioned, you say malchios, you say zichroinos, you say shoifros, and we mentioned 10 psukim lekatchila, you have 10 psukim of each. But, says the Mishnah, a posuk that mentions either remembrance or Hashem's kingship or the shofar, but shel poronius, but punishment is mentioned in that pasuk, you shouldn't mention that on Rosh Hashanah. We don't want to mention punishments on Rosh Hashanah. Another point, says the Mishnah, maschil b'Torah, the first 3 psukim are from Torah, from the Chumashim. Umashlim b'Novi, the last 3 psukim before the 10th, that means pasuk number 7, 8, 9 is in Nevi'im, because they're all in Tehillim. All the psukim of Nevi'im are in Tehillim, and Tehillim was written before, or even though it's in Ksuvim, it was written before the Nevi'im, or before many, a large part of the Nevi'im. And in the middle between the 3 psukim of Torah and the 3 psukim of Nevi'im, we have 3 psukim of Ksuvim from Tehillim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mhishlim b'Torah, Yotza, and we'll see in the Gemara exactly what Rabbi Yossi means. But Rabbi Yossi says that if the final bracha, the 10th bracha, is one from Torah, you are Yotza. Says the Gemara, Malchios, what would be an example of a pasuk of Malchios where we mention Hashem's kingship, but it mentions punishment, and therefore it's not one of the 10 psukim of Malchios we say in Rosh Hashanah? Kegoin, for example, the pasuk in Yecheskel, the pasuk says, Chai oni, as I live, Nu'um Hashem, says Hashem Elikim, Im loy biyod chazaka, if not with a strong hand, ubizroya natuya, and an outstretched arm, an outreached arm, ubachema shfucha, and with an outpour of fury, emlei chaleichem, I am going to reign and rule over you. So this, the pasuk mentions emlei Hashem's kingship, but it's talking about it in the context of chema shfucha, of an outpour of fury, of anger, so to speak, and because before this, the Klal Yisrael had said, we're not interested anymore, we want to be like all the other nations, and Hashem says, no, I'm going to insist and dictate my kingship over you. So this is a typical pasuk where on the one hand, Malchus is mentioned, on the other hand, punishment is mentioned, and therefore this pasuk is not mentioned in the bracha of Malchus. V'afel gav the Omer of Nachman, even though Rav Nachman said, it's worth our while that Hashem should be that annoyed with us, that Kutcha Brichu alon, on over us, v'lifrukinon. And that way Hashem will finally redeem us. He'll impose his kingship over us, and finally will, without any choice, we'll be able to accept his kingship, and then we can finally be redeemed. So even though Rav Nachman said that there's nothing so bad with this pasuk, it might be a little bit painful, but the outcome is going to be worthwhile. Nonetheless, given the berischa amur, since it's speaking about an anger and a fury, it's kurei rischa bereisha to leimat karinon. We do not mention in Rosh Hashanah any psukim that mention any type of anger. Zikorin. What pasuk of Zikorin, of remembrance, would be a pasuk that also mentions punishment, and hence we do not mention it on Rosh Hashanah? That's the pasuk in Tehillim, Vayizkor kol boso heima ruach hoileich v'lo yoshuv. So it mentions Vayizkor, but it mentions that they're just flesh, and they're going to go and they're not going to come back. There's an element of punishment there, and therefore we do not mention this pasuk in Rosh Hashanah. Shofar, what would be an example of a pasuk where shofar is mentioned, but it's got punishment with it, and therefore we don't mention it in Rosh Hashanah? This is a pasuk in Hosea. It says, Tiku shofar ba'giv'o, chatzoitzra baromo, horiu beis oven, acharecho ben yomin. And this psukim also, even though shofar is mentioned, but it's in the context of punishment, and therefore we don't mention it on Rosh Hashanah. Avol, says the Braisa, im bo loimar malchus zikorin v'shofar shel peronus shel ovdei kechavim. If you have a pasuk that mentions malchus, zichreinus, or shofaris in context of the punishment of the other nations, or particularly those that serve idols, then you can say them. An example of this would be Malchus, Kigoin, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem Moloch, Hashem reigns over us, he's a king, Yirgazu Amim, the nations will tremble, Yoshev Kruvim, Tonu Toretz. Or Kigoin, another example, another pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem Melech Oilam Void, Hashem is going to reign, he's going to be the king forever, Ovdu Goyim Me'arutzoi, and the nations are going to perish from his land. So those are examples of malchios with punishment against other nations, and those can be said on Rosh Hashanah. Zichorin, where do we find the pasuk of Zichroinois in context of punishment of the nations? This is a pasuk in Tehillim. Zichir Hashem levnei Edoim, esyoim Yerushalayim, ha'omrim oru oru ad hayesod bo. It mentions Hashem's remembrance, but in context of punishment against Rome, who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Shofar. What's an example of a pasuk where shofar is mentioned in the context of punishment, but not punishment to us, punishment to the nations? Is the psuk going the psukim in Zechariah, Perek Tes, pasuk Yudalad and Tezvov, where the pasuk says, Vashem Elikim, Vashem Alem Yeroe, Vayotso Kavorok, Chitsoi, Vashem Elikim, Bashofar, Yitzko, Hashem's going to blow a shofar, Vaholach Basaris, Taimon, Hashem Tzvokis, Yogin Alem, etc. And from there you see that shofar is mentioned, even though it's speaking about punishment, it's punishment to the nations. Continues the Gemara, Ein mazkirin zikorin shel yochid. When you mention the psukim of Zichreinos, it's got to be that Hashem remembers the public, the community, not just an individual. Vafilu l'toiva, even a pasuk where Hashem remembers an individual for the good, we don't mention it. Kegoin, an example of that would be in Tehillim Kuvav, where it says, Zochreini Hashem b'rtzoin amecho, Hashem, remember me, Hashem b'rtzoin, when you show favor amecho with your nation, pogdeini b'shuasecho. So there, it's speaking about a zikorin, it's a positive one, but since it's speaking about an individual, not to the Klal Yisrael, therefore, we do not mention it in the psukim of Zochreinis. Or kegoin, another pasuk in Nehemiah that says, Zochro li elikai letoivo, remember me, you know, for the good, beneficially, koilash or sisi al ha'om hazeh, there also is talking about an individual, and therefore we do not mention it in the psukim of Zichreinus. Pikdoinus. And here there's a discussion that when it doesn't say the word zikor in remembering, it uses the word pkuda, which means to take note of. So pikdoinus harehin zichreinus. Rabbi Yossi holds that when it mentions the word pkida, it's as if it says zikhira. Kegoin, for example, the pasuk in the Chumash, Vashem poka de soro. The Hashem took note about soro kasher omar, Vayas Hashem le soro kasher diber. Ukigoin, and another pasuk in the Chumash, where it says, Leich vosafto zikne isor, vomarta lehem, Hashem eleke avisechem, nira elai, eleke avrom, Yitzchok v'yakiv leimoyer, pokoid pokadati eschem, vese osu ilochem b'mitzrayim. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to tell the elders that Hashem is going to take them out, it uses the term pokoid pokadati, that Hashem took note about your situation and is going to redeem you. Divir Rabbi Yossi says that those are psukim that could be mentioned, could pass for zichreinis. Rabbi Yehuda argued and says, einon ka zichreinis. He says that pkida is not zechira, and therefore it cannot be used for the parasha of, for the psukim of Zichreinus. That's in the Braisa. And the Braisa now interjects and asks, Ul Rabbi Yossi, nehi nami de bikdoinus, harein ka Zichreinus. So according to Rabbi Yossi, I understand that you assume that the word, the context of the word Pekida and Zechira are similar enough that the psukim of Pekida can be mentioned for Zechira. Okay, but the pasuk you mentioned, which is Hashem poka de Sora, Pekodin de Yochitu, there it was just Sora herself who was taken note of and who Hashem remembered favorably, and she had her child Yitzchok in that merit. But we said that the Pekida of a Yochid of an individual is not mentioned. Answers the Gemara, Kiven de Osu Rabbi Mino, since the entire Klal Yisrael came from Yitzchak Avinu, who was going to be born consequent to that Pekida, Karabim Damya, it's as if the whole of Klal Yisrael is mentioned. That's how the Oruch Haner explains this. So it continues the Braisa. That more psukim. Let's have a look. Says the Gemara that there's a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says Su'u Sha'arim Roshechem, that the gates, referring to the gates, should raise their heads. Ve'inosu, and be lifted up, and lift up the pischei olam, those everlasting entrances. Ve'yavoi melech hakovid, and the king of glory should come in. That's once we mentioned the word melech, ve'yavoi melech hakovid. Mi huze melech hakovid, who we're referring to by the king of glory, says the pasuk, Hashem Izuz v'Gibur, Hashem the mighty and strong one, Hashem Gibur Melchoma, Hashem who is mighty at war. And then the pasuk continues, Su'u Sha'arim Roshechem, again, the gates, you should lift up your heads, U'su'u Pischei Olam, and the everlasting entrances should be uplifted. V'yavoi Melech HaKovid, again, Melech is mentioned, that the king of glory will enter. Mihu ze melech hakovid, again melech is mentioned. Who is the melech hakovid, the king of glory? Hashem Tzvokisu, this is Hashem melech hakovid, Selo, who is the glorious, the king of glory, Selo. Right. So the Gemara is now saying, Rabbi Yossi says, Rishoino shtayim and shnio sholish. Rabbi Yossi says, Divrei Rabbi Yossi, just count how many times it says the word melech. The first time where we're speaking about the gates, it says twice melech. V'yavoi melech hakovid, mihuze melech hakovid. That's two. The second time round it says, V'yavoi melech hakovid, mihuze melech hakovid, Hashem tzvokis, hu melech hakovid. So you've got three. Rabbi Yossi says that these psukim would count as five times saying the word melech. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Rishoino Achas. Rabbi Yehuda says that the question of Mihu Zeh Melech HaKovid, who is the King of Glory, the word Melech there is not mentioned, is not included in one of the psukim of Malchiyos. And therefore, Rishoino Achas, in the first set, it's only one, where it says, V'yovoi Melech HaKovid, and Shnio Shtayim, and in the second set, there's two, where it says, V'yovoi Melech HaKovid, and Hashem Tzvokis, Hu Melech HaKovid Tzelo, but the words, Mihu Zeh Melech HaKovid, in either posuk, are not part of the psukim of Malchiyos, for the brach of Malchiyos. Continues the Braisa, it says in the posuk in Tehillim, Zamru Elikim, sing for Hashem, or Hashem, Zamru, sing, Zamru lemalkeinu, sing for our king. Zamru, sing. Ki melech kol ha'oretz elikim, because Hashem is the king of the whole land. Shtayim, divi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, count how many times it says melech. It says, Zamru lemalkeinu, Zamru, and it says, ki melech kol ha'oretz. So it says twice melech. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achas, Rabbi Yehuda says just once, because the first time when it says Zamru lemalkeinu is talking about that he's just a king over us, not a king over the whole world, and therefore the Malchus is not mentioned. But when it says Kimelech kol ha'aretz elikim, there it talks about Hashem being the king of the whole world, the whole land. That's a posuk of Malchios according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'shovin, but Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda both agree that when it says in the posuk, Molach Elikim al Goyim, Elikim Yoshav al Kisei Kotchoi, the words of Yoshav al Kisei Kotchoi, which means that Hashem sits on a holy throne, is not included. It's a holy throne, but it's not a term of Malchus. And in that pasuk, it just mentions once, Molach Elikim al Goyim, so Sheyachas, that pasuk is only a single Malchus that can only be used as one pasuk in the pasukim of, in the bracha of Malchios. Continues the Braisa, Zikorin Sheyesh Bo Trua, when it mentions the Zikorin in remembrance together with Trua, with the blowing, Kugoin, for example, the Pasuk, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, Lemur Bachodesh Hashvi Bechod Lachodesh, Yerachem Shabbosoin, Zikorin, Trua Mikra Kodesh. Zikorin is mentioned with Trua. Oimra im Zikorinis, Vo'imra im Shafreis. You can use this Pasuk either for Zikorinis or for Shafreis, because Trua is a term similar to Shafer, and since both Zikorin and Trua is mentioned, you can put it either way, Divrei Rabbi Yossi, that's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Eino Oimra Elo ima Zichroinos Bilvad, you can only mention it with Zichroinos. And Rashi explains, because the word Trua is not Shafer, and for the Psukim of Shafer, it has to mention Shafer, not Trua. Malchus Yesh imay Trua, when you have Malchus, the kingship, mentioned together with the Trua, could go in, for example, the pasuk that says, Lo hibit oven b'Yakiv, v'lo yiro omol b'Yisrael, Hashem Elikov Imoy Usruas Melech Boy. Usruas means the friendship of the king is in him, is with Klal Yisrael. So there, Oimroim Amalchius, you can mention it with the Malchius because it says Melech. Voimroim Ashoifris, you can say it with the Shoifris because it says Usrua is mentioned. The Truah is mentioned there. Divi Rebbe Yisi, Rebbe Yehuda Oimir, Eino Oimro Eloim Amalchius Bilvad. You can only say it with the Malchius, even though Truah is a blowing, but it's not necessarily that of a Shofar, and therefore it cannot be mentioned in Shofaris. Truah She'ein Ima Loiklum, where it says Truah, just mentioned on its own, kigoin as in the pasuk, uvachodesh hashvi beechod lachodesh mikra kodesh yelochem kol meleches avoyde lo yisasu yoim trua yelochem. Over there, oimra im hashayfreis divi Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yisi says you can say it with the shayfreis because it mentions trua. Rabbi Yehuda says that since there's no malchius mentioned there, so it cannot be in malchius. There's no zechreinis mentioned there, so there's no it can't be in zechreinis. Shayfreis is not mentioned there, only trua. So this is not a pasuk that can be used in any of the psukim for the brachas of Malchus, Zechreinis, and Shofreis. Continues the Gemara. Maschil b'Torah. The first three psukim that you mention in each bracha, Malchus, Zechreinis, and Shofreis, are those three psukim of the Chumash. Umashlim, and you conclude b'Novi with the psukim in the Nevi'im. And in between, you mention the psukim in Tehillim from Ksuvim. Rabbi Yisi Omer, Hishlim b'Torah Yotza. Asks the Gemara, that the words of Rabbi Yosi, that if you've ended off, if you concluded with the pasuk in Torah, then you are Yotza. Im Hishlim, di eved in lekatchil eloi, the words Im Hishlim seem to be that after the fact, if you finished with the pasuk in Torah, then you are Yotza. But that's not what you do lekatchila. V'hatanya, did we not learn in the Braisa, Rabbi Yosi, Eimer, Hamashlim b'Torah areze meshubach, that it's praiseworthy that the final, the tenth and final pasuk should be one of Torah. Says the Gemara, Eimer, Mashlim. When it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi Omer, it shouldn't say Im Hishlim if he concluded with a pasuk in Torah. No, it should be Mashlim b'Torah. He should conclude with a pasuk in Torah. Says the Gemara, it's all very good that would answer the question, Ha Im Hishlim Ktoni. Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say Hishlim, it doesn't say Mashlim, it says Im Hishlim. Di'evadin, only after the fact, it's okay. Lekatchila loy, but you shouldn't do it lekatchila. How are you going to read the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Hochi Komar. This is how you have to read the Mishnah. These are the words you have to put into the Mishnah. Maschil b'Torah, you start with three psukim from the Torah. That's the maschil. Umashlim, and you should finish off b'novi, with the three psukim of Novi. First three psukim of Chumash, of Torah. Then three psukim of Ksuvim. Then three psukim of Novi. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Mashlim b'Torah. Rabbi Yosi says that you should finish off, lekatchila, you should finish off with the 10th pasuk should be one of Torah. V'im hishlim, and if you concluded b'novi with the pasuk of Novi, not with the pasuk of Torah, then yotza, then you are yotza. Tanina mihachi, and we found a brisa to this effect, Omar, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yosi, V'sikin, the very devoted people, Hayu Mashlimin Oisa B'Torah, they were the ones who were very articulate to make sure that the final pasuk in each of Malchus, Zechreinis, and Shofreis should be a pasuk from the Chumash. Continues the Gemara. Bishleim Zechreinis, talking about the bracha of Zechreinis, where we need psukim that mention Hashem's remembrance, V'Shofreis are mentioning Shofar. Iketuva, there's many psukim, there's no shortage. Elo Malchus, but when it comes to looking for psukim of Malchus, tlas hu dehavyon, there are only three psukim in the Chumash that mention the Malchus, and we need a fourth. We need three for the beginning and one for the end. What three are mentioned in the Torah? It says one pasuk lehibitav and biyakev leirab omol biyisrael Hashem elikov imoy usruas melech boy. That's one. There's another pasuk uvachodesh hashvi. No, sorry, the next pasuk says, Vayhi Vishurun Melech Vis Asiv Rashi Om Yachad Shifte Yisrael, another pasuk where Hashem is mentioned as a king. And the third pasuk is Hashem Yimloich Lo'ilam Void. Va'anan Bo'inon Eser Veleka. We need a tenth, the pasuk number 10 was short of a pasuk for Malchios. So it says the Gemara Omer Rav Huna says Toshima. We learnt in a Braisa that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, when we declare that it's a pasuk in the Chumash, that Hashem is our God, is one only, that it corresponds to a similar to Malchus and can be used for Malchus. Divi Rabbi Yosi, So this is Rabbi Yossi, and this brisa that Rav Huna brings holds that Shema Yisrael is a pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eino Malchus. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Shema Yisrael is not a pasuk of Malchus. Another pasuk, V'yudata Yoyim, you should know today, V'ashivoysa El Lovavecha, and should take it into your heart, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Oid. Hashem is the God and there's no other. That's Malchus, to Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, that's an expression of Hashem being the king. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eino Malchus. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not Malchus. It's not, we don't mention Hashem as a king there. Another pasuk, Ata Reiso Lodas, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Oid Milvadoi, that when it says in that pasuk that you've been shown and to know, we saw at Matan Torah, that Hashem is the God, Ein Oid Milvadoi, there's nothing else besides for him, that's called Malchus, Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eino Malchus. Rabbi Yehuda again says that Melech is not mentioned here, and therefore it's not one of the psukim that can be used for Malchus. Continues the next Mishnah. Ha'oiver lifnei hateva. If somebody is going, is a shliach tzibur b'yomtuv shel Rosh Hashanah, on the yomtuv of Rosh Hashanah, we know there's a shliach tzibur for Shachris, and there's a shliach tzibur for Musaf. When do you blow the shofar? When do you say Malchus, Zichronis, and Shofaris with the blowing of the shofar? Says the Mishnah, Hasheni Matkia. It's during the Musaf Shemone Esra that the Shliach Tzibur of Musaf is the one that determines when you blow the shofar, because the Psukim of Malchus, Zichronis, and Shofaris are said during Musaf. U'b'sha'as Sahalil, those Yomim Toivim, not Rosh Hashanah, but Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, when you say Halil, Horishoin mikro is a halil. Then where does halil get said? Together with shachris. It's not annexed to musaf, it's annexed to shachris. Says the Gemara, Maishno sheini matkia. Why should it be that way that you blow the shofar by musaf and you say malchus zichronis shofaris during musaf? Why not during shachris? Says the Gemara, Mishum de beroiv om hadras melech. Because not everybody manages to wake up early enough and be there in time for Shachris. With Musaf, typically there would be more people there for Musaf, and we know there's a rule, it's a pasuk, that with a multitude of the people in the nation is a greater glory for the king, and therefore we wait to glorify the king with the shofar, we wait for Musaf. Says the Gemara Yochanan, Halil Nami. So too, whenever you say Halil, also name a B'shein, you should say by Musaf, Mishum D'Baroivam Hadras Melech, you should glorify Hashem where there's more people there. Elo, says the Gemara, no. Maishno Halil D'Barishin, the reason that you say Halil, why do you say Halil by Shachris? Mishum D'Zerizin Magdimin L'Mitzvahs, because the zealous try and do mitzvahs as early as possible. So then the Gemara says, Tkio Nami Nevid Barishain. So you should say Malchus, Zichronis, and Shofaris and blow the Shofar during Shacharis, because of the reason Magdim and Lemitzvahs. Mishum does reason Magdim and Lemitzvahs. Omar Rabbi Yechanon said that you're right. Initially, they would, because of the reason Magdim and Lemitzvahs, they would say Malchus, Zichronis, Shofaris and blow the Shofar during Shacharis. But the reason it's in Musaf is B'shas Gzeiras HaMalchus Shonu. There was a time when there was a decree of the governments that they were not allowed to blow Shofar. And the enemies would be lurking round for the first 6 hours of the day, expecting Klal Yisrael to blow the shofar, and therefore the first 6 hours of the day, they didn't blow shofar. After the 6th hour, they would be davening Musaf, and then the policemen and the officers were not lurking around anymore, and at that point it was safe to blow the shofar, and therefore the shofar from that point, the shofar got blown during Musaf and not during Shachris. Continues the Gemara. Midik Omar, from the fact that it says in the Mishnah, B'shas Halil, that those times when you say Halil, Michlal, you can deduce from there, the Barish Hashanah, that Rosh Hashanah, which is the content, which is what we're talking about here, Lekah Halil, you don't say Halil. And indeed, we don't say Halil on Rosh Hashanah. My time, why would this be true? Is Rosh Hashanah is also considered a Yom Tov. Omar Bravo, Bravo said as follows, Omru Malachi Asharos Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim, the angels asked Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mipnei Ma Ein Yisrael Omrim Shira? Why are Klal Yisrael not singing to you and saying Shira and Halil on Rosh Hashanah Lefonecha, B'Rosh Hashanah B'Yom HaKippurim, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Why they should be saying Halil? Omar Lohem, So Hashem said to the Malachim, Efshem Melech Yeshiv al Kisei Din, is it possible that Hashem is sitting on the throne of judgment? V'sifrei Chaim v'sifrei Mesim, in the books of life and death, P'suchim Lefonov, are open in front of him. V'Yisrael Omrim Shira, and Klal Yisrael should be engaged in saying and singing songs. That's already not appropriate. And therefore, we don't say Halil on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But when one says Halil on the other Yomim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, indeed we say it is Shachris and not Musaf. And in Mirtz Hashem in the next year, we're going to continue from here.